This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Before we begin, I want to remind everyone of the premiere of You Can Make It Happen B'Yameinu. This morning, when you walked into shul, what was the first thing you thought? Well, the first thing you think when you walk into shul is, I want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, the Iraisa, Umikdashi, Tirau. But how could you possibly fear the Mikdash if you have your phone on you? It's antithetical to the whole existence of being in the shul. You can't go into a shul and have a phone. So you need to make a very important choice in life. Do I want to go into the shul, or do I want to remain outside of the shul with my phone? So don't wait even a moment longer. Make sure right after the shir, you sign up and you commit yourself, b'li neder, not to bring your phone into the shul. Don't continue to hold up the redemption of the Jewish people. So you say, but I have a flip phone. Pal, I'm talking to you with the flip phone. I don't care what kind of phone you have. It doesn't matter whether what your who you subscribe to. It doesn't matter what your service is. It doesn't matter what city you live in. It doesn't matter what your job is. Just don't bring it in. Thank you very much. Okay. Simen Kuf Samach Hey Sif Aleph. We spoke about the quandary of somebody who comes into, somebody who goes to the bathroom before a meal and now has to make an Asher Yatzar and Netilas Yadayim. The problem in a nutshell was, the Mishnah Berurah explained, that if you wash and make Asher Yatzar and then make Netilas Yadayim, you are mafsik between the washing and the brach Netilas Yadayim with Asher Yatzar. If you make Netilas Yadayim and then you say Asher Yatzar, you are mafsik between the Netila and the Hamoitzi. And to delay the Asher Yatzar, Eino Nachain. Now, if you're in a pressing situation, then you could rely on the poiskim that Asher Yatzar is not a hefsik between the Al Netilas Yadayim and Hamoitzi, because it's all Letzarech Taras Yadayim. It's like Gabel LeTorah. B'dieved, therefore, if you're in a pressing circumstance and you can't wash twice, then you make Netilas Yadayim, you say Netilas Yadayim, then you say Asher Yatzar. Also, if you go to the bathroom in middle of a meal, you only have to wash once, and you make the bracha Netilas Yadayim, and then Asher Yatzar, because you're not making the bracha of Hamoitzi. But if you went to the bathroom before the meal, then you wash your hands, you wash Me'at, Netila She'ena Gemura. You make Asher Yatzar, then you wash again, a Netila Gemura, and you say Netilas Yadayim. That's the recommended procedure. We're up to Sif Katan Gimel.
The wash, not a little bit. I'm asking without thinking. So I wash my whole hand. Are you not allowed to say Netilas Yadayim? Or in general, person comes to a meal.
One second. If you washed, did you wash l'shem achila or you washed for the bathroom? What it will?
No, I washed for the bathroom.
And you didn't have kavana for netila? Then you can't wash. You have to be mesiach das. You can't wash until zidah. You can't eat then. You won't be able to make the bracha.
Then what's wrong with washing your full hand in the bathroom? You don't have kavana for the achila.
No, you can't make the. You can't eat then. You will not be able to eat.
No, I'm just saying. So in our case, where we said, you can't wash your hands fully after the bathroom because then you won't be able to make a bracha on the
yeah.
Meal. Same thing for the meal. Why not? Wash my hands fully to the bathroom. I'm not having cliche.
No, I don't understand. You didn't understand what I just said.
Maybe not.
Okay. No, if you wash completely but you didn't have kavana, it doesn't work for eating, but on the other hand, you can't make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim and eat. You're up the creek without a paddle.
Plus you are stuck. That's not good.
You're stuck, yeah. You're stuck. You won't be able to eat. How much, what's a hesach hadas? I don't know, you know. It's like, it's an issue. He doesn't give us a way out. He doesn't give us a way out. Okay, the Mechaber says that v'meinoi roit salita ala pamach is the only one to wash once. Then la'achar sheshavach pamachas al yadav. Then after you pour one time on your hands, umeshavshev, and you rub your hands together, yivarech asher yatzar. Ah, you're being mafsik between washing and the brach netilas yadayim. No, then you'll make netilas yadayim b'shas nigov, because nigov is also part of netilas yadayim. V'yachar kach b'shas nigov yivarech al netilas yadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan, Gemal achar sheshafach roitzo loymer de'oymer berchas asher yatzar koydem shegia zman berchas al netilas yadayim. Say asher yatzar before the zman berchas netilas yadayim comes. That is, after you poured one time on your hands, the pachas mervias, the shivshev yad of zubazu, the adayin loy nigmar hanatila. So you're going to make the ashayatza before the zman of the bracha of natil sidaim. So it's not going to be hefzik between ashayatza and natil sidaim. Be'achar kach shofech pam shnia al yadav letara maim harishayinim, ve'oz mevarich al natil sidaim umenagvan. So here's the problem. You should all be jumping up and down. You should be jumping that I see some one of you, you're already out of the orbit of planet Earth. Yeah? What the issue is, if you're going to wash less than, the first time, less than Revius, then when you're Meshavshev Yadav Zumizu, your hands become Tummy Zumizu, Mayim Shneem won't help. That's what we learned in the previous Simon, in Simon Kuf Samach Beis, that if you wash less than Revius, so now your hands are tummy. If they're going to touch each other now, then you're contaminating one hand from another hand, so a tummy water, then mayim shneem won't help. So what kind of eitzah is this? V'afte mevayel elbasim kuf samach beiz ha-meshafshif yadav achar mayim rishaynim nitme'u yadav zamizah. Even though we learned earlier that if you rub your hands together from mayim rishaynim, your hands become tummy. Ve'ein mayel achar kacha mayim shneem won't help. Yesh loymar, tahacha mayri shenishbach al shtei yadav ka'achas. We're talking about you did mayim rishayim both hands at one time. Da'az chashivi ki yad achas. Then both hands are like considered like one hand. U'mutter l'shav shafam, and you're allowed to rub them. U'kida'el b'simen kuf samach be'sif hey. V'kasu ha'achroinim d'ladidon d'nagin alito revius v'vas achas u'kol yad v'yad. That we... that our custom is to wash our hands, each one from a revius, one at a time. So then the taras hayadayim was nigmar after the f'mayim rishayim. Imke nigmar take up taras yadayim and v'roy levarich al natil yadayim. V'imkein berchas ashayatzar have a hefsik be natil abrach, then ashayatzar will be a hefsik. It's better to do the first eitzah, namely, wash twice. The first one you say asher yatzar, you do it in a tila ena gemura shaloi kedin, and then you wash another time. That is sif aleph for you. Please take a look in the Bir Halacha. An amazing question. Oyoyim v'noira. What's the halacha if you touch a Megillas Esther in the middle of a meal? If you touch a Sefer Torah in the middle of a meal, say, what's the problem? Is it because I'm not allowed to touch it? No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Kisvei HaKodesh Metaminas HaYadayim. Kasav HaChaye Adam. It's about 12 lines down, about one third of the way down in the Bir Halacha. HaNoigeya BeEmtza Sudasi BeSefer Torah Oy BeTfilin Oy BeRitzuais. Ritzuais, when they're with tefillin, are also metame yaseyadayim. Oy b'megillah b'min ha-megillah senechtav malaklav kedin. Tzorech lito yadav, you must now wash until seyadayim sharei kol elu metame yaseyadayim. Wow. If you touch kisvei ha-kodesh or tefillin or ritzuais in the middle of the meal, you must wash until seyadayim. What if I'm finished the meal? If you're going to even drink water, you have to wash until it's yadayim. Ach, says the Chai Adam, Kivan Shalai Matsasi Din Zeb Poiskim. I haven't found this din in any Poiskim. Yitol Yada Velo Yivarech. The Chafetz Chaim says there's a good reason you didn't find it in any other Poiskim. Let me explain to you why. Since Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai until our time, none of the Poskim said you would have to wash until Siyadayim for if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Ulani Azdaiti Ein Dvarav Mukhrachin Klal. The words of the Chai Adar are not compelling at all. D'Bishabes Daf Yudalid, we find they made two gzeros. First they were Goyzer, Natila for Truma, for Yadayim Haba Machmas Sefer. Why? Because it's Asr La'achsan Araim. So they knas that if you touch it, if you touch Truma, you will passel the Truma. Then they were Goyzer on Stam Yadayim, Yishum Yadayim Askani Yoseim. Says Tosis, the original Gzera still stands. The Nafkamina would be, if you washed your hands and you guarded them, and then you touched the Sefer, you would have to wash Natila. But says the Chavetz Chaim, but that's only talking about Truma. Now in Chulin we find there were Gozer Natil Siyadayim L'Chulin because of Truma. That's the Iker Gezerah of Stam Yadayim. They were Gozer, that's Stam Yadayim. Just like they're not good for Truma, they're not good for Chulin. Because Yadayim Askaniyoshem. Because we don't want you using your grimy hands to touch Truma, we were Gozer on Chulin. But they were never Gozer on Chulin. Touching Kisvei HaKodesh. That's only for Truma, Alza Knas. But who says the Gezeira of Kisvei HaKodesh that they made for Truma, we could extrapolate to Stam Yadayim. There are two separate Gezeirois. There were Goyzer, if you touch Kisvei HaKodesh, you can't touch Truma. There were Goyzer, Stam Yadayim, Lechulim is Pasol Atu, Stam Yadayim for Truma. But now you're going to combine these two Gezeirois? No, it's not Mochra Klal. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it could be Lechatchila, it's better not to touch Kisvei HaKodesh in the middle of a meal in deference to the Chai Adam. Now, there's another halacha here that the Chavetz Chaim didn't mention. And that is, if you want to touch Kisvei HaKodesh, then you have to wash Netilas Yadayim to touch the Kisvei HaKodesh. There's a halacha, you cannot touch Megillas Esther unless you do Netilas Yadayim. Why? Stam Yadayim are not kosher for Kisvei HaKodesh. Unless you say, well, I'm in the middle of a meal, so my hands are not Stam Yadayim because I washed them and I guarded them. Because if I didn't, I would have to wash again for the meal. That's a good point. That would be a good point. Maybe in the middle of a meal, if you presumably guarded your hands, you would be able to touch Kisvei HaKodesh without Netila. So, right, L'chaira, if you're in the middle of a meal, since you needed to guard your hands anyway, so your hands are not together Stam Yadayim. But on a random Tuesday, you would have to wash until Siddayim to touch Kisvei HaKodesh. Yeah?
It's the same thing, I guess, when you put on tefillin in the morning. Like, you wash your hands with it, the shachar, therefore you touch your tefillin. Or else, why would you have to wash your hands after you put on your
tefillin? No. There are two things. One is tefillin is metame yadayim for truma. And a separate din is, in order to touch Kisvei HaKodesh, your hands have to be tahar. But I don't know that we find in order to touch tefillin, we say stam yadayim are not good. Stam yadayim are not good for Kisvei HaKodesh. Would that apply to tefillin and ritzuos? I never saw that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.